Did you know X-Ray FM has a newsletter where you can stay up to date on everything the station is doing and some of the coolest events in town? We cover concerts, programming to watch, station updates, and plenty more. Stay in the know by signing up at xray.fm/newsletter.
Well, top of the evening to you, Portland and beyond. I am DJ AC Money, and this is the After Party on X-Ray FM, where we are broadcasting at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And we're on the coast in Manzanita, Nehalem, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. We are also streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Well, I got a new mix for you this evening. A lot of underground house music. A lot of mid-90s New York sounds. Little Miami. A little Chicago. But a lot of New York. So get out those dancing shoes. Or sit back and listen. I'll be mixing it up all on wax until 11 o'clock. This is the After Party on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours.
those yearnings deep down. And you cannot, a lot of the time, creatively, it would be like asking a painter, Picasso, why did you use blue? I mean, there's no answer to the why. It just is.
Well, that's going to do it for tonight's show. This was episode 423. I am DJ AC Money. Thank you so much for spending the last hour with me. DJ Surround will be in next week at the after party. And coming up next.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some or most listeners.
And listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show. It's your guy, Shane.
Oh. All right. How are your headphones sounding, sir?
They sound great. Okay. It came on like mid-speech, so I was like, ah, there I am.
Yeah, because I saw you looking concerned, and I said, oh, I'm going to hit the headphones button. I'm glad to be back.
He's learning the cues, finally, after how many years?
Okay, perfect. We sound good.
Yeah, we sound great.
I'm glad to be back.
Yes, and happy Friday. Clap it up for our live studio audience. I appreciate y'all being here and stuff like
You're
that.
Also lovely.
Oh, yeah.
You're also beautiful.
Thank y'all for being here. Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah.
I believe the children of the future.
Clack, clack. That's chocolate.
That boy good. Good and terrible.
And he went on the stage.
I know. You just walk off the stage like that. Props to Eddie, man, making the crowd like hate him, dude. That is amazing.
Like all the parts he played, bro.
They probably did feel that way because think about all that makeup and dressing and the tear down and all that. He's got to do all that interactor and interchange. That scene probably took like a week to film.
And then think about every day he's got to come in and redo that makeup.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's where you're earning that money, man.
Yeah, that's sure. That's a grind.
To sit there in that chair for hours and you not move while they're putting on makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeesh.
And a hair piece. That's why you get the big
when he
bucks.
Went probably when he had to do Norbit, Vampire in Brooklyn, all that, probably a lot of makeup.
Oh, don't even start with the Nutty Professor.
Yeah.
Dang. Uh-huh. Yep. Dude got talent.
For sure.
Then some. Anyway, moving on. Happy Friday, we made
Yay.
It.
Woo. You don't gotta just say moving on, okay?
Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't say
I don't care.
No, you're right.
You're right to move on. That. We didn't even talk about Eddie Murphy all show, so no.
Oh, yeah.
You're right on, man. I'm just messing with you.
Yay.
All right, happy Friday, though, for real.
Yes.
It's been a long week for a lot of people.
My week felt like a month. I hope yours didn't feel like that.
No. It felt like I was in that.
Oh, no, you were having a good, the best high ever. Yeah. So, yeah, your week
Besides
felt great.
Besides being in the Dallas airport for about a month. Yeah.
I love that airport, though.
Yeah. I was telling my wife it'd be a fun airport to be at if I wasn't so stressed about like having to be there for my daughter's graduation in the morning. If I was just like in that airport and I'd just vibe with it. Oh well, we got a layover. I get a drink. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I did. I catch a train or two, go explore and stuff like that.
A lot to do. It's basically four airports.
Yeah, it is.
And then they're all equal size. That was weird.
Yeah,
huge airports.
Dude, try driving in the back of that thing.
Two floors of stuff. On that.
Yeah.
There's upstairs. I'm like, where's the Buffalo Wild Wings? And Zach, like, it's up there. I'm like, what? There's a club up there. Yeah, what? In the airport? And there's two hotels.
How you just partied at an airport, yo?
Two hotels just in the wing of the airport we were in.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has definitely grown. That and that Atlanta one, man. I remember catching the trains in that thing.
I heard that's the biggest one, Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's bigger than this? Oh, no thanks.
Yeah, Atlanta is huge, dude. It don't even make no sense.
Denver's third and Chicago's fourth or something?
Yeah. Chicago used to be number one, believe it or not.
Oh,
but yeah? It's nothing compared to, like, the Atlanta and the Dallas-Fort Worth, if you ask me. But then, what's that big one? It's overseas, I want to say.
Heathrow
remember.
Or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, that mamma jamma is
Have you
massive.
Been to that one?
No. I want to. I've seen it on TV and movies, but that thing is huge.
Yeah.
They even had it in like one of the newer Mission Impossible movies. I'm like, that is a big airport.
It sounds weird, but I want to go to that famous train station in New York where they all are in all the movies.
Oh, Grand Central?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it like,
now that
when you
I've
get there, does it feel as dope? Or do you go there and it's like tinier than you imagine, or is it about the same?
No, it's about the same.
Okay.
I don't think it was tiny.
You don't get, because I've heard Rockefeller Center is kind of disappointing in person.
Yeah, I can vouch for that.
They said there's like better looking ice skating places in like Chicago and some other.
Oh yeah, hands down. Ain't
that,
even
they
close.
Just traditionally use that one on TV.
Yep, they hype it up.
Yeah.
But when you go see it, like that's it, that's what they be ice skating in. yeah.
But I heard that Plymouth Rock is really just like a rock that's like 3 feet.
Yeah, dude. It is.
You punch somebody. I paid for this.
But Central Park, though, that's another level.
I've heard that's huge, yeah.
That thing is its own city.
It's got, like, zoos and museums and stuff.
Yeah, there, it's insane,
and, like,
bro.
They're doing paddle boats and all that.
Yeah, just imagine, like, a park that's all of Portland to Beaverton. And that's Central Park. I'm not even exaggerating.
No, I've seen it on a map. I believe you. It's long. It's long.
It's
it goes
massive.
For, like, 60 blocks or something.
Yeah,
like.
It's just insane, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, whew, Lord.
I wonder what it took to, like, that's wild. I wonder how they, like, did all that. And all the stuff that's in there, you see it on the map, and you're like, whoa. There's, mm-hmm. like, lakes in there and stuff.
And that leads me to a segue before we get into some music.
Good call.
Because I thought to talk about how the average American has only been to 4 of these cities.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, so.
Let's pizza about it.
Yeah. Number one is Orlando. There's no ranking to this, you guys. It's just city name. So you got Orlando. Mm-hmm. I have been there. You?
No.
For some reason, I keep thinking you went to Disney World or something like that.
I want to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then there's New York City.
Okay.
Of course, I've been there. Vegas.
Okay.
San Francisco.
All right.
Boston. Miami.
So far, these are typical ones you'd think of.
Yeah. Okay. Chicago.
Chicago.
Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Los Angeles. New Orleans, San Diego, Denver, Seattle, Philadelphia, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, San Antonio,